Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Rose Wallen and Stephen Price from USU Extension. Stephen, Rowe, it's always a pleasure to have you guys on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us.
Thank you.
So, you know, it's really fun having you guys on because that means we're getting closer and closer to spring. We were talking about it a little off air. It feels like we're there, but we're not there quite yet. People need to hold off a little bit before they start planting things. Is that right?
Yeah, it's don't get tricked. We're not there yet.
And so, but you guys are starting to host a series of workshops that are really going to get people excited for the spring seasons. And this one we're talking about today, it's going to be a very exciting time. You guys are talking about fruit tree pruning coming up on March 29th. So let's talk for a second. You guys have covered small plants, big plants, big farming operations, small farming operations. What made you guys want to branch off into fruit trees?
So, fruit trees are a little bit different. Unlike a lot of our ornamental trees that maybe require a little bit of structural pruning, you know, every few years maybe, fruit trees really do need annual pruning each year. So depending on the type of tree, they will produce fruit on different aged wood. So unless you balance that with pruning, you get maybe some smaller fruit or no fruit, or maybe fruit that's just not as good. So a lot of people don't understand that. And a lot of people that do understand that fruit trees need pruning, it kind of freaks them out. They get scared. They don't know how to do it. And so we try to help them out by getting them out to an orchard and give them some hands-on experience.
I think that's the best way to learn how to prune is with that hands-on experience. So let's talk for a second about what people can expect from this event. So it's coming up again on March 29th, 9 a.m. to 11. What kind of demonstrations are you guys going to show, and what kind of hands-on experience should people expect?
Okay, so we'll start out with a little bit of basic basic knowledge, basic we'll talk a little bit about the theory of how and why we would be pruning, and then we'll get into some hands-on. We've got a great site picked that's got a variety of trees. You know, we've got apples, peaches, cherries, a little bit of everything, and so we'll be able to kind of stand by you. And usually that first cut is the hardest one. If you can get through that and be brave enough, then it really does Now, work out pretty well.
Now, in your professional experience with pruning fruit trees, is there anyone you find harder to prune than the other, or do you think they're all about the same level of difficulty? Or is there any, what's the most unique challenge presented by one of these trees?
I personally hate pruning pear trees. they're just, the structure of them's a little bit weird. But I don't know. Ro, how about you?
I think peaches are the hardest. I think peaches require you to cut off a whole lot, and I think I get a little nervous at the end when I realize the pile of wood on the ground. It freaks me out a little bit.
No, I completely agree with that. I mean, the more cuts, the more stressful it starts to feel. So I think I'm with you in that peach trees are going to be the most difficult to cut. Now, if people are wanting to register for this event, where should they call it, or how should they sign up?
This one, we'll just have you contact either of our offices. So you can call Steve or myself, and we'll get you on the list. We are doing this at a private home orchard, so we're not going to advertise the address. You need to call in and register, and then we'll tell you where to go.
Yeah, that's not something you want to be putting out over the airwaves. It's just a private residence. So it sounds like it's going to be a really fun time. Looking back at the years you've done this, what do you think the most rewarding part of this workshop is for attendees?
So I have had folks that hadn't had trees, they had never pruned, they didn't have yield, it was just bad situation. And then once I talked to them, hey, come to our workshop, they've come to me the next year and said, hey, it worked, we got fruit, everything worked the way you said it was. And that's always really nice to know that what we're teaching is providing true impact in our community.
And then same question for you, Rose. Is there any experience that sticks out in your mind as being particularly rewarding with this workshop?
I think just people feeling like they've learned something, feeling like they can do it when they get done.
Well, Stephen, Rowe, unfortunately, we are running out of time, so we're going to ask that question that we always ask at the end of these interviews. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Just this is simple. It's fun. You don't need to bring anything. You know, if you've got your own equipment and you want to try it out, great. But if not, we've got everything available for you.
We will be outdoors, so dress for whatever March is going to be throwing at us that day.
You know, that's the fun thing about Utah. You never know what you're going to get with that weather. Well, Stephen Rowe, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Rose Wallen and Stephen Price from USU Extension. We were talking about their upcoming fruit tree pruning workshop coming up on Saturday, March 29th from 9 a.m. to 11 to register. Call the USU Extension office. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.